What's up? This Bacon is my podcast. I'm Jimmy.
I am Mike.
And we are proud to be part of the Deluxe Edition Network. That is right, The Den.
That's right. Hashtag The Den. We are part of an awesome network with a number of fantastic podcasts, such as History I'd Like to Fuck, mm-hmm. or Hilf Podcast, Barrel Age Chicks, Barrel Age Flicks,
yeah.
Spoil My Movie, Deluxe Edition Podcast. Man, I could go on forever.
You could, but we won't, so you can go
Beard
watch.
Laws.
Go listen, go watch, check them all out now.
In
Deluxe
a pickle.
Deluxe Edition Network.
Right now, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Follow it on social medias, Deluxe Edition Network.
What's your bacon? What's up, buddy?
Ew. I know it's cold.
Indeed.
So you want to get the sweaters going.
No. I reject that. And I'll tell you why.
Why would you do that?
Well, you don't put gloves on furry hands, do you?
Well, no.
No, you don't. So you know what? I like to keep my beanbag clean like my palms.
Yes.
That's right.
The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is out now. It's got the skin safe technology you're
yes,
used
it
to.
Does.
It's got the LED light like you're used to.
It's
but this one, it's got the foil blade.
Oh my God, the foil blade. It's nice for the crevasse.
Exactly. So it, you know, hooks up your nether regions.
Goes right up the Mississippi on the one side and the Rio Grande on the other side.
Exactly. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code BACONPOD for 20% off, plus free shipping.
Yeah, indeed.
And it's not even just for this, right?
No, it's for anything on there.
Exactly, especially...
Our favorite,
the crop mops, the ball and butt wipes. If you see us, we always give them out.
We'll hand them to you.
Exactly.
They'll
but
be in the package, it's okay.
If you don't see us, manscaped.com, promo code BACONPOD, 20% off of those bad boys.
Free shipping.
Mm-hmm. And always remember to ask yourself...
What's your bacon?
Honestly, I'm about to name my firstborn child Jimmy Mike.
It's not a bad name.
I like it.
It's not a bad name.
I love it.
Yeah.
Actually.
I didn't choose. It just flowed like that, so I apologize if I offended either one
three
of you.
Three syllables. I like it.
We have that recorded, too, by the way.
Yeah, that is recorded. That's
good. That's the intro.
Bacon! Bacon is my podcast! Bacon! Bacon is my...
How are we doing, guys? How are you doing?
They didn't answer you yet.
Well, they did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just didn't hear. But how are you?
I'm good. I'm hard of hearing.
Yeah.
So,
well, no, it happens.
Fine.
It happens. It's totally fine. So, full disclosure, right? Like, we're honest with you on this show. We already recorded two interviews tonight.
One was for our podcast.
Yeah.
Which is the one you're about to hear.
Exactly.
One was for a podcast that we're going to be featured on.
Yeah.
Chances are it'll be out before this.
The Manic Pixie.
Manic Pixie Weirdo Podcast.
Yeah.
Rolls off your tongue.
It does. Both were awesome. Both were super fun.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We've had a few beverages.
I've had a lot of water.
CM Punk came back tonight.
Yeah, we were kind of watching that on
so
the side.
That was super exciting.
I'm super excited about that, by the way. But
yeah, me too.
Keep going.
But what you're about to see is an interview with AJ D'Aferio. I think I said that right.
We'll find out later.
I'm pretty sure. But AJ is the lead singer for a band called We're Wolves.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Really
awesome.
There's
a record coming out later this month.
Indeed. And it's the first of what will be a couple interviews with him, because we found out that during this interview, as you will see if you watch it, we all totally fall in love with each other.
Yes.
It just happens.
And it's not going to be interviews. It's going to be just like hangouts
right.
with this dude, because
the heart wants what the heart wants.
And yeah, AJ is like, super cool.
Yeah.
Into comics, into horror films, into music.
Yeah. Like,
and into whatever, like what we do. It's what we do.
If you're watching on Strangerhood TV, he takes us through a cool little tour of his house where he shows a bunch of his different like paraphernalia and stuff that he has.
And memorabilia.
Memorabilia, all that kind of stuff. Don't worry, though, if you're listening and you're just a listener, like, we have so many cool stories and we go into so many things. Like, it's just an awesome conversation. Like,
It was a lot of fun.
If you want to hear three dudes totally falling in love with each other,
this is the interview to listen to.
This is it.
But I can't stress it enough. Like, please make sure you check out the band because they're really cool. They have some really cool music videos that have really good, like, production value and stuff like that. And,
excellent cinematography, for sure. Excellent story that goes into it. We don't get into that as much as we
planned totally on. Have it in all the notes, but we didn't get that far because
so for all of you that are like, hey man, what's it like to be a fly on the wall when you have a conversation with somebody? This is absolutely that. AJ will be back for future episodes because we are definitely going to hang out with him again. We're going to get more information out of him, but for now, just hang out, check out our chat, have a good time, because that's what we did.
But first, we do have to thank our sponsors.
Yes.
Such as Paramount Plus, Legacy Sports Supplements, which if you use the promo code
BaconPod,
10% off.
Yep.
You got Fresh Clean Teas. What else do we have?
We got BarkBox. We've got Pod Decks, of course, where also if you use the promo code BACON, you get 10% off everything.
Indeed.
We
have a bunch of sponsors. If you go to baconismypodcast.com.
Yeah, there's links to all of them.
Sponsors. Click on those sponsor tabs. If you're at all interested in any of those things, please do so.
I just now realized that you shaved your head.
Oh, yeah. I was going to get into that with the...
Like,
yeah,
you were growing it.
Yeah, I was.
You even like made it blue and stuff.
Yeah.
You like literally like you just took off your hat just now for the first time all night.
And this is like 2 weeks old too.
You have a shaved head.
Yeah, I
do. You had it last week.
Yeah. Sorry.
Good Lord. I feel like I don't even know you.
Let's get into
our
podcast.
I don't have anything else to say. So, watch the AJ interview. When's it starting?
Now.
What'd you do?
No. We're golden. We are golden gooses.
All right. So you want to bring us?
I think even tiny headed Beetlejuice agrees.
That's fat, dude. That's awesome. Where'd you get that? I've never seen that one.
I got that Hot Topic for my wife for her birthday. We are big Beetlejuice fans. Actually, if I can show you real quick.
Yeah.
So, we are gigantic nerds and huge, massive toy collectors.
Oh.
Like, our entire bedroom is just all toys, comic books, like, action figures. I'm going to bring you downstairs for a sec. We're going to go. We're going on a little field trip.
Nice.
Why did I shut that light off? I have no idea. But once we come down to this section of the house... As I pass over this.
Oh, we got Amazing Fantasy 15.
Got Amazing Fantasy 15. We've also got action figures.
Fucking cool.
Yeah, big fans.
Dude, we just became best friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's pops, there's action figures, there's everything you can think of all around this house, including musical equipment. We have this dope-ass hallway, which I don't know if you guys can see behind me. But movie posters, band shit.
Every time I die thing, I'm quite a fan.
Some might say we might have gotten our name from an Every Time I Die song.
Yep.
It's all right.
It's a combo of my love for Every Time I Die and my love of American Werewolf in London, which is the greatest horror comedy of all time.
Awesome.
I
did you say horror comedy?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I agree. 100%.
100%. Landis, bro. Horror comedy all day.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
all right. Bring us into this.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about all this.
Because I was like, oh, man, we got to talk Every Time I Die. Yeah. But okay. All right. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
Give a little slaps.
Get ready. Get ready.
There we go.
All right. So here we are.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of Bacon Is My Podcast, where we have lead singer of the band Werewolves from South Florida, AJ D'Aferio.
Boom. Up, got dude? It.
Yeah.
You did it.
I did it. Dude, I am awful.
He's
I'm
the worst.
Awful. I'll know the people, and I still mess up their last names.
Yeah.
I've got one of those last names where people like to add a bunch of letters, but it's literally, it's spelled the exact way it's pronounced.
Yeah. Well, you got to read it a few times before you're, like, set.
At many of a family meeting, I have stated that we should put a space in between Dia and Ferio, but everybody told me to eat dicks.
That's,
well, at least a hyphen.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. Something to make it look even more Italian.
Right, I exactly. Like, be like, okay, I'll eat dicks, but the space.
Yeah. Can
you make the space?
Well, the question is, if I eat all the dicks, will we add the space?
Then do we add the space? If this whole island was covered in dicks.
I would right. suck off this entire island. Or I would eat this entire island full of dicks. Right?
Just give me the space.
I'm so mad because I've literally watched Suicide Squad like 4 times already.
Oh, dude, it's so good. It's so good.
John Cena's
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Scene stealer.
Yeah.
John Cena's so pumped. So fucking pumped for his TV show.
It's so funny too, because like we're wrestling fans too, and like for forever we were like, fuck John Cena, that guy sucks. And now he's like off doing the movie thing. Now, like back in the day, it used to be like Rock is awesome, then he went off to do the movie thing, and they're like, oh well, sell out. But now John Cena is doing it. Like
I was like,
it's awesome. Just a transition. That's all it is. All
well no, the John thing. Just recently, I think just like this week or last week, he put out like pictures from Suicide Squad where it's just the Peacemaker outfit, and he is not there.
I love that he showed up at literally every promo event in the Peacemaker outfit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Next to James Gunn, next to Margot Robbie, they're dressed normal, everything. He's Peacemaker. I love that.
If he doesn't show up at SummerSlam as Peacemaker,
I've lost an opportunity.
I'm done.
But anyway, yes.
Rebrand.
We have a love. We share a love for all things comics, movies, pop culture, music. All these things. And we're gonna get into all that, but I don't even know where to start. Like,
this is like so
we just got a little tour of
his house.
We got the tour of the house,
and part of the reason why the name of the band is Werewolves is an Every Time I Die song. He's got a couple of Every Time I Die flags out there. My wife and I have seen them 9 times, and we're probably going to see them again when they tour with Under Oath next year. And yeah, so good. So good. I actually, it was funny. Like when I met my wife, she got me into like hardcore music, like, you know, them, Killswitch. I was more of like a Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, douche rock.
Yeah, he's got douche a Breaking rock. Benjamin tattoo.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with some good old fashioned douche rock.
Absolutely not.
At least it wasn't Nickelback.
Everybody loves Nickelback. Come on.
Yeah, well,
you know, deep what everybody down inside, loves.
You know, if Animal comes on, you're singing every. You're gonna attempt to sing it. You don't actually know it. You crap out after that first line. You're like, I'm trying to remember that.
Right.
you're just there for the air drums.
Exactly. That song is air drums.
It's like the scene from Canadian Bacon when they're singing Born in the USA. You ever see that?
Yes.
We almost covered that, by the way.
Oh, you guys do a lot of fucking really cool covers.
Born in the
cool
USA
covers.
Or Animal?
Animal.
Okay.
Oh, I thought Born in the USA.
No, I mean, that would be fucking sick.
Either one would be cool too. Either one would be a sick cover to do.
Yeah, we wanted to see. We might actually end up doing it one of these days, but we kind of want to like test the water and see if people actually really do love that song or not by just like throwing out a Nickelback cover and just seeing what it does.
I'm trying to think. There was a band that just recently released a cover of it, and I don't remember who it was. It's in the, you know, similar genre, but
yeah,
but it's like kind of just straight up, and it's, you know, it's okay.
I would do it just like I would honestly fucking warmed the shit up before I got in that booth, and I would scream both of those verses as fast as I could.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
We would down tune it to the stupidest thing. We would try to play it a little faster.
Yeah.
All that.
Well, I love your approach to covers. I mean, I guess, you know, the Limp Bizkit one you kind of kept very similar, but like the rest of them, you kind of put your own twist on it. Like the Unholy Confessions, that's tuned way the fuck down. And it's, oh man, it's badass, dude. It's badass.
That's actually like the genius behind that is like our producer, Brian. Brian is the lead singer of Fame on Fire. He's actually featured in the video.
Yep.
Brian's a massive Avenged Sevenfold fan. Like, so is our guitar player. And for the longest time, I always picked the covers because I'm like a sucker for nu metal. And when they brought up like, oh, when are we going to do Avenged? When are we going to do Avenged? I was like, there's only one song I will ever cover by Avenged, because there's only one song I think we could have a cunt hair's chance in hell to do an okay job where the Avenged Sevenfold fans wouldn't come just murdering us. I was like, it's this one. This is the one that I think it just the recording is so dated, but it's such a slapper. Like when that song came out, every dude who owned a guitar was like, that's in D? Okay.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty excited because it's almost time to grill.
It's always time to grill. You know why?
I know.
Because I use grillyourassoff.com. All their stuff is fucking fantastic.
Well, I will say you don't even have to grill outside, even though you do all year round. I don't all year round, but I use all their stuff inside as well.
Yes, exactly.
So I still get the flavors.
Exactly. Everything from their seasoning to their sauces to their hot sauces. And you know what? They also provide delicious snacks.
They do. We actually tried some on the show. We got some cowboy-style beef jerky right here. Their jerky is really, really good.
It's really flavorful, really delicious. And you can have your own if you go to grillyourassoff.com.
Indeed.
If you go to grillyourassoff.com, use a promo code BACON, and you get 10% off your entire order.
Nice.
And not only will you be helping us out, but you'll be helping out veterans and first responders.
Yeah.
Because this company is veteran owned and it's super badass, and we love these guys. Almost a day one sponsor with this show.
That's true.
And we are going to support them forever. Super
cool
guys.
Check out their site, check it out, taste the freedom. If you don't know what you want to get, go ahead and use their product finder quiz.
Yes.
Set yourself up, figure something out right now over at grillyourassoff.com.
And always remember to ask yourself,
what's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Or what's on your bacon?
Bunker bacon bourbon barbecue sauce. Yeah. That's what's up. Hey. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
I don't think you're the problem. You know what the problem is? Nobody knows where to find us online. That's the problem.
Well,
they're
I think there's...
Sometimes I go to YouTube. Sometimes I want to go to Spotify. Sometimes, how do I know where I can find everything bacon?
You know what there is? There's one place that has everything, all-encompassing. It's baconismypodcast.com.
A solution!
Exactly! You ever want to listen to our music?
Yeah.
Or know where to find us on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or on Apple Music?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Yes!
Maybe grab some shirts?
Check
find
out
some
sponsors.
Find some sweet deals on some sodas from drinkwildbills.com, or maybe some beard product from Mythical Beards.
Maybe you want to pick up a Poddex.
Use the promo code BACON on all of those websites and get 10% off. But if you can't remember that, just go to baconismypodcast.com, hit sponsors, you're right there.
Yeah.
Tells you everything.
Find everything about us. Leave us a comment, ask us a question, and always remember to ask yourselves every single day.
What's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Yeah, dude.
You guys killed it, honestly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
I think it's awesome.
And check out
the Avenged fan, so yeah. I have no hate. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Awesome. There's some out there. There's some Avenged Sevenfold, like, meat-headed tool bags who crawled out of the woodwork to be like, oh, and this is my favorite part.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, it's stupid, oh, I'm wearing makeup. And I was like,
wait,
what?
What?
He used to wear makeup.
I did. I have no problem with that.
I make fun of them all the time for it.
I'd wear it now if the band I was in warranted it. I'd be all over it.
If I was home early enough in time, I would have been in full makeup for this.
Yeah.
It's okay.
See, you got your hang-ups, man. It's all right. We still love you.
Yeah.
We still love you.
You know what one of my hang-ups are?
You wear shorts on stage.
So I do wear shorts on stage.
You know?
You guys are in a band?
Two respective bands. And then, like, we write together and release music as a thing.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, because what we would do is, why we started this is because the first hour or two, we would bullshit and catch up with our week and then get into, like, discussions about comics and
all of this
movies
shit.
And
that's
what
how
we
this
do here.
Podcast started.
And we were like, and somebody had asked us, they were like, oh, we'd love to be a fly on the wall. And I was like, I don't know if you do. Yeah. I don't know if you do. So then we just, like, put a camera on us and here we are.
And we were like, we should probably find more interesting people to talk with.
So. Yeah. That's where you come in.
I'm glad to be part of this.
That's your job.
It's been a lot of fun so far.
You're the tip of the triangle of the interesting.
Yeah.
Right? we're just docking down here.
Yeah.
Like, what's that line from Ready to Rumble? A diamond upside down.
Oh, the diamond upside down is a pussy.
Oh, man. We just got a Ready to Rumble fucking reference on this podcast. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Ready to Rumble, have you guys watched the David Arquette documentary?
You cannot.
How fucking good is that?
So good.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet.
What are you doing?
I haven't seen it. I do. You know what? I'm watching it tonight when I get home.
Yeah, you got it.
110% watch it tonight. It is 110%. Fucking great.
I have it saved and ready to go, and then I haven't watched it.
You need to go. You need to go right now. Watch it right now. Let's end this podcast. Go watch it, and we'll talk about that on the next podcast.
Nice.
So we actually had. I listened to Eric Bischoff's podcast, and he was talking about the scene where they were videotaping the guys in the bar,
right?
And one of the nasty boys, Brian Knobs, he like saw the camera and he's like, "What the fuck is this?" And he went over to the guy and broke this like $4,500 camera. He was like so pissed. So yeah, good stuff, man.
I love wrestler stories because they always involve like somebody taking something the wrong way and somebody destroying something or someone.
Yes.
It's just like, what happened that night? I don't know, but Haku destroyed a bar full of people.
Yeah.
What? How did that even happen? I don't know. Brian Knobs has weird armpits. What? Why are we talking? What? It's just always this weird ass story with
pro nothing wrestling. Is better on this planet than classic wrestler stories. There's nothing,
right?
There's really nothing better. Like just how much of a maniac Macho Man Savage or Ultimate Warrior, especially.
Oh yeah, he was nuts.
Do you guys watch?
I want to do a spoken word record of Ultimate Warrior promos.
I would.
Yeah.
I would listen to that album.
I think that would be amazing. You just do it and like.
Let's do it.
Just trying to like totally ASMR. Like I'll eat crackers. I'll just be like, warriors! And like...
Yes, we gotta do this.
Amazing. That and Macho Man promos are some of my favorite, like, ever. My brother will send me Macho Man promos.
Oh, yeah.
He'll just, like, text me. He's like, how's your day going? And it's like, the cream! And I'm like, what?
Yep.
And I'll get some Macho Man promos. Yeah. To the top. Oh, it's amazing, dude. It's amazing. Yep.
So good. Well, all right. So you guys do, like, insanely cool videos. Your visual presentation is like huge. You know, again, the makeup, all that stuff.
Oh, you guys haven't seen anything.
When are you guys gonna do?
I'm excited.
So now we know that you like some classic wrestling. You guys gotta integrate that.
I to be honest with you, I feel like our whole next album that we're gonna start production on probably within the next year, it's just gonna be wrestling intros.
Dude, not a bad move.
Yeah.
Work for Saliva.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. I mean, we're definitely going to go a little more butt rocky, but I feel like the butt rocky we're going to go is like...
I like it.
Like, what would Aleister Black, or not Aleister Black, Tommy End, what would Tommy End walk out to?
Malachi Black now.
Malachi
Black. He's changed
brand
it again.
Brand new shirt, man.
He changed it again. Yeah. He's Malachi
fucking
Black.
I can't keep up with him.
I know,
this is,
right?
This is his brand new Malachi Black t-shirt.
I didn't even notice you had that. That's great.
There you go.
Nice. That's a terrible logo.
No, it's not.
Cannot read it.
Exactly.
It's like Cannibal Corpse. It's a terrible logo.
Yeah.
from far away, it looks like a face hugger.
It does.
It does look like a face.
I don't know if it looks like that close up, but
the back is pretty badass. The back is pretty cool. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, fuck with that.
For those of you watching, it's the back of the shirt is cool. For those of you listening, I'm not going to explain it because you should watch it.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. But yeah, that's awesome. Like, so is that something you guys are going to like look into doing? Because obviously the music is very marketable and stuff like that. Are you guys looking at all to like work on licensing and absolutely things like that? Do you guys have that in mind when you're making the music at all?
I would say to my band, they're always just like, how can we sound like a modern Motley Crue as much as possible? And I'm like over here going like, yeah, but how do we make toys out of it?
I love that. I actually, it's funny that you brought up Motley Crue because I had a Motley Crue question for you because I saw I think it was an interview with you. It was like you and your guitar player, and you were talking about the songs. You each gave like 5 songs that inspired you as bands.
Yeah,
right?
We both picked Motley Crue.
And Motley Crue ended up on both of them. And I like the very first video that I ever saw that made me want to like be in a band was Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, I have to do that with my life. And that like, that's what started me playing guitar. And that's what like, it started the whole thing. Was me seeing a Motley Crue video and being like, I want to do that. And my my best friend's older brother gave me a copy of Shout at the Devil. So that was one of my first like CDs, was like Shout at the Devil. And I remember listening to that and just being like, this is the coolest shit I've ever heard in my entire life. So what I wanted to ask was, because I've noticed that like there's a lot of bands that point to Motley Crue as like influencers, right?
Well, because they were the personification of rock and roll. Like the
right.
You know, everybody had their own like shtick, but there was something about Motley Crue that they were just everything you wanted a rock and roll band to be. They were the most metal thing to come out of the 80s.
I agree. What do you think keeps them more relevant than some of those other bands that came out of the
stories?
Time? Just the story. You think like, had they not put out the dirt, do you think that they would still?
You didn't need the dirt.
There was already
Nikki Sixx die on TV.
Right.
And
yeah.
Come
yeah, yeah.
back to life. Like,
right.
You didn't need that.
Vince Neil killed a guy. Nikki Sixx killed himself.
Yes.
Tommy Lee was in a porn video. Like,
yeah.
And Mick Mars is a ghoul.
Mick Mars can't move.
Fucking ghoul. Yeah. You didn't.
It's fucking amazing.
You don't need the dirt to be fascinated with Motley Crue. Motley Crue really pushed the boundaries of what a rock star or a bunch of drug addicts with talent and endless money can really do.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, give these guys an open checkbook and see what happens.
Yeah, they would just out-party everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. That was one of the things that stood out to me. They're one of those bands, like, I've seen, like, I've seen a lot of bands a number of times, but I think I've seen Motley Crue more than I've seen any band ever, just because anytime I have a chance to go see Motley Crue, I'm like, who is Motley Crue? And then they were touring with Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the greatest night of my life right mm-hmm. now. This is
Don't
Motley Crue and Alice Cooper.
Don't even get me started on Cooper.
Dude, like, I'll get you started on Cooper. Like, it's just amazing. Alice Cooper. I look at Motley Crue and they were like the, to me anyway, they were like the next generation of like the New York Dolls in an updated way. Alice Cooper, it's like Rob Zombie was the next Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
You know, to me it was like Guns N' Roses was the next Aerosmith, which was the next Rolling Stones. It all kind of like moved on and just got like more aggressive and more outlandish and more, you know, with the times, it just grew and grew and grew.
Well, I think with that is like with these characters, like they heavily influence these people. And it's one of those things, they have so much, like, because no one was like them at all. Like everybody right. who's followed, right. like you have your Ozzy, you have your yes. Alice Cooper, you have your Motley Crue, you know, you have your Skid Row or mm-hmm. Van Halen. Like, there were all these bands that were, like, that was the personification of rock and roll, and then it trickled down, and everybody kind of like Rob Zombie grabbed a hold and did his own version of Alice Cooper, or Guns N' Roses did their own version of Aerosmith, and that's pretty much what everybody does. Like it's like one of those things to say like people rip off other people. It's no, they don't. They
see something I disagree
they
fall with
in love with, mm-hmm.
and they draw influence.
See that they want that level of confidence, that fucking power.
That's I think that's an important distinction, because a lot of people like to jump on that, like, oh, this just rips off this. And it happens currently. People hear somebody currently and they're like, oh, they're ripping off this, they're ripping off that.
Look at Motionless in White with Marilyn Manson.
Exactly. Right. Excellent. Oh, yeah. Excellent point. Because it's like, no, I'm not ripping them off, but like this, their music made me want to do this. And their look was something that I thought was cool as I was growing up. And their stage show was something that blew my mind. And so why wouldn't you want to, as an artist, take those things that blew you away and say, mm-hmm. well, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to one-up it, and I'm going to do it this way, and I'm going to do it this way. Because if that's where you're starting your creative process, you're naturally going to build
where you're kind of embedded
it, you know,
a little bit.
Well, it's a lot of why, like, when I talk to, like, younger bands and stuff like that, I'm always telling them to, like, look at, like, the classics. Like, look back, like, 40 years and just... Because you're not getting that kind of stage production unless you're fucking Ariana Grande. But
true.
The metal gods that paved the way for you were just so over the top outlandish. Like, look at Kiss. Kiss is still in the makeup, still fucking blowing up things, and they're geriatrics.
Kiss is going to be doing it 100 years from now with different people, because they've built that so well that they're like, hey, we told you at the beginning we're a rock and roll circus, and the circus never ends. So
exactly.
Here it is. You know what you're going to get, and you're not going to get it somewhere else.
And that's a lot of why they created those monikers too.
Yeah.
I feel like a band that doesn't get enough credit because their songs are not great. Like Gwar. Look at Gwar, man.
Gwar is awesome.
Sorry to anybody out there listening who's a Gwar fan, but I dare you.
You're right. Their songs are not great.
Song or album. Go for it.
Their songs are not great. But come to New York, where Gwar does a Halloween show every year.
Oh, yeah.
And go see that Halloween. Dude.
I'm in.
Do it. Well, them, and then look at like to the same kind of like Gwar Kiss model, but to a different end of the spectrum is Misfits.
Yep.
You know, look at the Misfits. They've created. Yep. Exactly. Yep. They created something.
I know my horror roots.
Goddamn right. They created something that immediately gives you a feeling. And that's, I mean, isn't that what we're all doing anyway? Like, isn't that the point?
Yeah.
You know, you're creating a moment.
Do I wish they had better recordings? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Will I maybe one day do a Misfits cover album solo? Probably.
My girlfriend right now is doing, she decided during quarantine to teach herself ukulele. She is, she's the lead singer of a punk band called Jackknife Stiletto. They're awesome. Everybody check them out.
And there's an episode in the archives.
Yes. She has been a guest on the show, but she's doing a bunch of Misfits covers on ukulele, which is amazing to hear and see this tiny little girl sing Misfits lyrics with ukulele.
Yeah.
It's fucking fantastic. It's absolutely amazing. So I can't wait till that happens. But
she's recording?
Yeah. Well, she's gonna. I'm gonna make
absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm gonna make her do it. She's recording.
I have a studio here too.
Yeah, she's recorded a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like I think when we're starting as musicians, at least it seems like it. The people that I kind of like gravitate to, and the people that when we have conversations like this, it's like we all kind of look to those type of bands and go, yeah, I mean, I want to make music. I want to make the best music possible. I want to like get my whatever I got to get out of me so that I don't drive off a bridge somewhere. But on the other hand of it, I want to make moments and I want to make memorable things. And I want to, I would love to have action figures. I would love to have to, you know, like if that's not part of your process, then I don't get you. Like, I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, I have a, I'll send you guys pictures after this, but it's on my workstation. Uh-huh. I have a, I have a custom Funko of myself.
I saw the custom Funko of you.
I stare at that thing every day at work and just visualize that one day being in Hot Topic. And mm-hmm. that is what I masturbate myself to sleep to.
I would too.
Yeah.
I might. Mm-hmm. Is that weird? That might be weird.
Wait, to his or to yours?
Both.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it rolling.
You make a Brokeback Mountain with both of them.
Dude.
It's okay.
Sistine Chapel, man. Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
People.
So,
people.
One of the bands that had like an image like that back in the day that just didn't really pan out.
Right.
Green Jelly.
I have no idea who that even is.
You don't remember the Three Little Pigs?
They had that song.
In the claymation.
They had a song that was
Little Pig, let me in.
Yes.
Not for the hair, how much?
Yes. Yeah,
it didn't hold up.
No.
Because it did not hold up. Their stage production did not hold up to their thing. Actually, one of my bands played with them. And the singer hired guns.
Every city he goes to, right? Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that.
You have to do that.
Except for he gave them 2 days' notice.
That's not enough.
And they did not know. They did not know the material.
That's not enough.
In fact, one of the guitar players didn't even have a guitar.
Mm. I'm into that.
Yeah.
What did he do?
I think he borrowed somebody's guitar or something.
I'll tell you what.
But what the singer does is he travels like in a van. And he has like the costumes that were in their videos.
Okay.
And it's just like a head.
Yeah.
And he picks people from the crowd. And it just so happened that there were like 18 people in the crowd. So he had 10 costumes and he had them all up on stage.
That's fucking awesome.
On that note, can we pause it for just 2 seconds? Because I'm going to Rambo 4 piss into that toilet really quick.
Do it. Pausing right now. Commercial break.
Commercial break.
Oh, I didn't find that one for the Nick Aldis. I got to do that.
It isn't?
You know what? It's not in that one. I did the other ones. I forgot about that one. After these messages, that one. We'll be right back. All right, we got to get him on for part two.
Oh, yeah, he gets along with us too well. We made a friend for life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My apartment is like the...
All right, I'm back.
Nice.
Oh, I hope you guys appreciated that reference because that's exactly it. It was just a Gatling. My urethra was a Gatling gun.
Yeah. No. We're movie nerds.
Got it.
Don't worry.
So, speaking of movies... because like we talked about while you were peeing, we were like, oh man, we made a friend for life. We got to have him back on for another podcast because
I would absolutely do that.
We're absolutely going to go over on this one and, you know, but, the main thing, this podcast, the whole premise of the whole thing, the whole what's your bacon thing is, you know, bacon makes everything better. Right. So what thing in your life makes your life better?
Boys.
What thing? Toys, movies, music, whatever the fuck it is.
All three?
Like all those things.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what we like to talk about so we can go on tangents for a really long time.
You know what the answer is, really?
Yeah.
Not losing the child in you.
Mm.
Yes.
You want to get deep. You want to get real deep.
Never growing up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm a 30-year-old child. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was just... thinking like you gave us a tour of your house and like me and my girlfriend live in a basement apartment, so we have a very small area, but our small area is we have a shelf of a bunch of toys, some pops, some, you know, our Funko Pops and everything, and then we have the only artwork we have on the wall. She's a huge Jaws fan.
Yeah,
huge Jaws fan. Jaws two Jaws tattoos. and like that's her favorite movie of all time.
The Great White in my Instagram name is because of Jaws.
Nice, nice. Wow. So we have all kinds of Jaws memorabilia. We have like she also loves like Wonder Woman and Batman. So we have Wonder Woman and Batman posters. I have a giant Spider-Man painting in a room that a friend got me because I'm a huge Spider-Man person.
Oh, I'm a big Spider-Man guy myself too.
Yeah.
Hang on, I want to show you my appreciation for Batman right here.
Oh, please do.
Every morning, I piss.
Yes.
And that's excellent.
I shit to the classics.
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, wow.
Also, by the way, I have Misfit shower curtains.
Dude. Okay, I'm getting that shower curtain.
That's
tomorrow.
A thing.
I'm getting that shower curtain.
My dad died on my darling.
I got my Batman curtain. Right here on my arm. I got my Batman
fuck yeah.
Right there. I got my Joker right
here.
Yeah, it buddy.
Goes to Deadpool, which also goes to Venom.
We got a big old
Spider-Man on top of Lady Death.
We got big old Batman and Action Comic. Why am I going the wrong way? Why am I doing there we go.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's tons of, like, Superman.
Jason Todd. Death of Jason Todd.
So at work for a long time, they actually, because I was in this, like, transition period, and they were kind of like, well, I mean, what do you want to call yourself? Because I was like, listen, like, what am I supposed to be? And they're like, I don't know. What do you want to call yourself? And I was like, I don't know. There's too many mics here. And then the owner of the company was like, well, let's just call you Batman, right? Okay. So I took it on. And like in my emails back and forth, like inner company and outer company emails, I had the bat symbol. And it was like, it was my name. And then my role was Batman.
Until they asked you not to.
And then I went onto the company intranet, which is like, it's weird because they made like a Facebook for the company. I actually like copied and pasted the Batman Wikipedia biography, and I changed Bruce Wayne's name to my name. And finally, eventually, they asked my boss. They were like, "Hey, listen, that's kind of unprofessional. Can you have him take that down?" And I was like, "Hey, like, that's your fault.
Yeah,
you told me like I was Batman. What do you want me to tell you?"
I have on my Instagram, I have a toy collection page, which I'm probably going to, once I move, I'll probably actually get to updating. But
what's your Instagram?
Like it's AJ the Great White.
All right. So everybody can find that.
Yeah. At AJ the Great White. But if you go onto there, in my bio, there's one of the little things says my toy collection page, and it's called Psycho Figures.
Right.
And so if you go to Psycho Figures, you can see, like, Batman makes up a massive part of my collection.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Next to Spider-Man, horror, and,
My dog's name is Bruce Wayne.
That's fucking great.
All of
my cats are named after Batman villains.
My dog's name is Bane.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do this again, for sure.
Exactly. We've already said, like, you're going to be a reoccurring guest. As long as you want to be. So.
I'm absolutely into that.
Yeah.
So. I love doing these things.
What's up, fam?
Yeah.
Bacon listeners, ever wanted to help out the show? Ever wanted to know a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes here at
perhaps,
Bacon?
Perhaps keep these glasses a little bit fuller.
Mine's empty.
Yeah. Go over to patreon.com/baconismypodcast where you can get additional content, including tastings.
Yeah, you can get cooking shows.
You can get early ad-free shows.
That's right.
And at even the lowest tier, come participate with us every week in our discussion and drinks episode where we hang out with you, our BIM squad.
You're a part of the show. Join us, hang out, weigh in on everything that we're talking about, weigh in on everything, maybe be a part of the show.
Exactly.
It's happened.
Join the BIM squad.
Yeah.
Get your first week for free over at patreon.com/baconismapodcast.
Hi, I'm Dawn Brody, a comedian with a history degree and the host of the podcast HILF. History I'd Like to Fuck. Each episode, I am joined by a new guest who has brought me a subject from history that they want to know more about. Then I hit the books, I dig deep in the annals, and stimulate. We've covered Frankenstein, Houdini, Joan of Arc, Pompeii, the Salem witch trials, right? Ugh. Join us and find out for yourself that history is a party and everybody's coming.
Definitely come back on. We named our dog. It was between Oswald Cobblepot and Bruce Wayne. And we had to meet him first and then be like, you're a Bruce Wayne. But the main thing was so that every vet we take him to, one, we make their day. But two, they have to ask for like full name. And then also they all inevitably go like, are you the parents of Bruce Wayne? And we all get to go, well, no, I'm sorry. His parents are dead. Which always creates a moment. And that's what we do. We create moments.
That's that. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Love that more.
Funny enough, though, Bruce Wayne and Bane have not met because not Bane is like 80 pounds and Bruce Wayne is what, like 20?
Yeah, he's going to break his back.
Yeah, it's just like the movie.
Yeah.
And the comics.
I think it should happen.
Actually, so. I got a pretty sweet. No, it's not up. Oh, yes, it is. Hold on.
I love that he keeps, so just for everybody listening,
right.
He keeps getting up and like going to grab things, like yes. going to grab
which is cool amazing. Shit. I got a Breaking of Batman shirt.
Oh, that's fantastic. So for you listening, I was a shirt of Bane
breaking with that series when it came out.
Yeah.
Me too, man.
Nightfall is great.
I bought all the comics. I bought the graphic novel. Yep. I bought the reprinting, like all of it.
Even all the way into when Batman hands off the mantle and then Azrael comes in. Azrael was shit.
He was crazy.
He was so fucking cool looking.
Yeah,
I saw that suit and like, I don't know. I want to say like 8-year-old me was just like, I didn't know what masturbation was, but I was definitely doing it.
But yeah. I knew what it was. Yeah, I knew what to do. Yeah.
The only Batman shirt I have is the one where it's the emotions of Batman, and it has different emotions, but all the, same face.
Yeah.
That's one of my faves.
So, because we like all the same things, I did have a question for you. I wanted to ask you if you could put together five movies that would kind of explain your personality if you were to tell people. And I'll even give you an example. Like for me, I wrote them down and I said, mine would probably be Anchorman, The Crow, Big Lebowski, True Romance. And then I had a really hard time with the fifth one because I was like, there's so many movies that I love, but I kind of settled on Death to Smoochie.
That's a fucking great pull.
Such a good movie.
So just because like Rainbow Randolph is like a spirit animal.
Oh, fuck, man.
So I'm wondering if you can think about like I know it's like it's anytime you go like what at five, it's tough.
But. Well, definitely two right out the gate are Michael Keaton's. So you got your Batman, you got your Beetlejuice,
fantastic.
American Werewolf in London.
Awesome.
The Crow.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to think of my favorite fucking comedy.
See, the fifth is the hardest one.
Because it's like so many good ones, but I need
because
something
now you're eliminating
that defines me as a human being,
right? Like if you watch those five movies, you'll
the
go,
Mask.
Oh, ooh. Awesome! It I wrestled with that one too.
So every good. Level,
so good.
Wow,
so good.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't do that one.
Well, and the hottest Cameron Diaz has ever been, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And it's just Jim Carrey just on. Fucking 11.
That yeah, the whole time.
Absolutely.
I watched The Mask so many times in between pausing in Super Nintendo. It's insane.
What was your Super Nintendo game?
Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Turtles in Time.
Oh, yes.
I was
God. Dude, we're best
Turtles in Time. I'd go to people's houses and smoke them in Turtles in Time.
Nice.
Yeah, we recently got Raspberry Pis, respectively.
Both of us, yeah, and Turtles in Time.
And I got my kids
constant playing it
into Turtles in Time. Actually, the fun one was: did you know? Did you have PS3 and get the reissue of it?
No.
I didn't either. So PS3, I thought you played it at my apartment. You might have been wasted,
probably. Yeah.
But Yeah, they actually released it back when they were doing arcade games. So they re-released the X-Men side-scrolling game and stuff like that. But they actually did Turtles in Time, but updated the graphics, kept all the same sounds.
So sick.
Dude, so awesome.
So
awesome. That's
Nothing great. Was more fun than taking a foot soldier and throwing him at the screen.
Yes.
Yep.
That was the coolest part of. That was the coolest part at the arcade, too. Like,
yeah, wanted to do. The arcade game, I blew tons of my parents' money on that.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It was like or the Avengers game.
Do you remember the Spider-Man one?
Yeah.
That one was good. You could
also play as Spider-Man in the Avengers game, so I'd always opt for the Avengers game.
Oh. Yep. So you could go, like, deep with the Spider-Man game. You can get, like, I think you were able to play as Black Cat. I think you were able to play as Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, my early Spider-Man game was Maximum Carnage. I thought that game was so awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, I think you guys will appreciate this as music fans and comic fans. Mm-hmm. But one of my good buddies is Alex Koskis, who used to be in Atreyu.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
And so when we just started like becoming friends, we were doing a lot of like trading and stuff like that, and he gave me this entire Carnage set that I had framed.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
That's awesome.
I fucking love it. Are you guys hyped for the movie?
I'm super hyped
for the movie.
I don't care if that movie is god-awful. We get to see Venom fight Carnage on the big screen.
Right? Yes! Yes, right? That's what I'm saying.
Tom Hardy versus fucking Woody Harrelson, and I could not be more excited.
I heard that Woody Harrelson was picked for Carnage, I immediately was like, this is the greatest day of my life. Like, dude, I can't think of a better person.
Many fucking people who even had an inkling that it wouldn't work out. I was like, just go watch Natural Born Killers.
Natural Born Killers. You're out of your mind if you think that. He's out of your mind. He's the perfect.
He's been laying dormant playing fucking dorky characters. He's ready to play a fucking savage murderer.
Dude.
Yes.
He's stealing the movie. I'll call it now.
Oh,
he's
absolutely.
The morning the trailer dropped. So you know, Jim's a late riser.
I'm a bartender. A
super early riser.
You've also bartended, I know. Yep.
So he's a bartender. I sell or I do inventory for a building supply company, so I have to be at work at 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets up way later than that. So he's getting home at 7.
Yeah.
Weren't you that morning?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
So in the morning, I'm always like, hey, did you see this? Did you see this? Did you see this? When the Venom trailer dropped, I said, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but just wait for the line.
Yeah.
Now, did you see it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Best line.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Holy shit. It's a red one.
Yeah.
I was like, I popped at work. I was at work. I was watching it and I was just like, this is going to be the greatest movie ever.
They got Funkos coming out of them. I already pre-ordered them.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have the entire Venomized set, too. Like, I'm so obsessed with, like, I'd say, honestly, I'm more obsessed with Venom and Carnage than I am with Spider-Man. But Spider-Man's definitely in there.
I'm with you.
Spider-Man relates all to the kid inside of us. But deep down inside, we all root for the villain.
Well, absolutely. The villain's always the villain.
Spider-Man's rogue gallery is the only thing that's matched to Batman's.
I was just going to say that. The only hero that rivals Batman's rogues gallery is Spider-Man's.
That's
100%.
That's it.
Who do you think has the upper hand? Like, I think as far as numbers, Spider-Man has more cooler villains. But I think as far as, like, Joker takes up at least 10 of Spider-Man's villains.
Easily.
Right. Easily. Easily, to me, Joker's the best villain in comics.
Hands down.
Yeah.
there's so much Joker shit in my house.
Yeah. Like easily, like, it's not even close.
No.
Right? It's not even close. But I think once you get past Joker, there's a huge drop.
Yeah, there's a huge drop. I mean, there's some that are redeeming. Like, Two-Face is kind of cool.
Two-Face is cool.
Bane, obviously.
Right.
The Riddler, if depicted right.
I love the idea.
But
I love the idea of the Riddler.
I liked Gotham.
I think Paul Dano is going to kill it.
Scarecrow's one of my favorite villains.
He's
Scarecrow's great.
I think he's
Civilian amazing. Murphy is Scarecrow, kind of like yeah, up the ante on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
At least, yeah. For the first one, you were like, that's Jonathan Crane. Like, that's how
yes.
you...
Yes,
100%.
Like, whoever plays Jonathan Crane next, like, the bar is here.
Right,
yeah.
You know, it's like one of those things with Joker. The Joker is easy to take on because you just need someone who really will go that extra mile. Like, you had Nicholson. Nicholson right. just made it his own. You had right. Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger made it his own. Joaquin Phoenix made it his own. And not whoever really. His predecessors are, yes, I didn't say Jared Leto.
Wait. I had a question.
I will not say that Jared Leto did a bad job.
He
was robbed.
I say he was saddled with a horrible look that handicapped him.
Hands down.
Because as an actor, he's amazing.
Justice League.
Yes.
A little redeem. A little.
I want to see that Joker. I want to see that Joker. And I would like to see the David Ayer
cut. Yeah, where he's
actually.
Because I think Jared Leto's awesomely talented and gets a huge bad rap from people for whatever reason. I don't know why. I think he's as an actor, he's amazing. As a musician, he's amazing. I think 30 Seconds to Mars kicks ass.
And I try to tell people this all the time. If you don't think Jared Leto's in on the joke, you're out of your fucking mind.
Exactly.
Jared Leto's always playing a character, and then when he's home, he's fucking laughing about it. Like, whenever he's playing his god character in his band, he's having a fucking laugh internally.
Dude,
he's locked into that. Did you hear that movie he did with Denzel Washington? Like, Denzel Washington wanted to know part of his method shit.
And it's just so great
to know that Jared Leto understood that Denzel Washington wasn't having a good time, and then went more into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
He sent people like fucking bullets, dead rats when he was playing the Joker. Like, that's
big.
And he's just putting all this shit together laughing because he knows.
Well, so around these parts here in New York, Long Island, New York, there's a saying called NMAF. And that is new metal as fuck.
New metal as fuck.
New metal as fuck.
Yep.
That Joker was new metal as fuck.
Oh, that Joker was literally the album Significant Other by Limp Bizkit.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And now, except for that song with Scott Weiland and Jonathan Davis.
Minus that.
And the Who cover.
I mean, let's,
that wasn't significant.
That wasn't significant.
I just felt the need to bring it up to be.
Let's actually face facts. The movie was that Jonathan Davis feature.
Fair. I agree.
There you go.
I absolutely agree.
Full circle.
So I want to bring up your guys' Limp Bizkit cover. One, the video is amazing.
Yeah,
dude. That was the first thing we ever did and ever put out. And I was just so hyped to like try to make like something just funny. That's all I wanted.
Right.
I wanted to shit all over something that I grew up adoring.
I tell you what, the first time I watched it, I told him, I was like, I got a bone to pick with this guy, right?
Because of the facial hair thing.
Right, because at the beginning you were like, is it douchey enough? Is it douchey enough? And I was like, ha, 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 ha. And then you did it, but you did the song so great, and you were so into it, and I was like, this motherfucker loves this. Why is he making fun of it at the beginning? But then, like, the second, third time I watched it, I get it.
Yeah. I'm not making fun of him. I'm making fun of the facial hair.
Exactly.
I just want it to be perfect, and that's what people don't get.
100%. And I'll tell you, the first time I saw it, I didn't get it either because I was like, I'm going to ask this guy about this because this is fucked up because I know he loves this shit and he's fucking making fun.
You can't go into a cover like that not loving. Like, dude, I'll tell you this right now. I used to sneak listening to it in CCD. I was just like, CCD, damn, I give a fuck CCD. About this God stuff. I don't give a fuck about this God stuff.
Yeah. Chocolate starfish.
That's great.
I just want to throw on some JNCOs and bleach my hair.
Oh, JNCOs. They're coming back. I've heard they're coming back.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
They absolutely should not.
No. I mean, unless we...
But
we
can... you guys killed that song. Yeah. You killed the... Like, all your videos are honestly awesome because they're really epic in scale.
Thank you.
Even... like, okay, so the Limp Bizkit one had that party vibe, had that 90s, 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, like, party vibe. Like, we're in a fucking warehouse.
If you notice, if you watch the video, we tried to do it shot by shot, the original. Okay. And we tried to add, instead of, like, in the video, it's, like, all of his cool, like, celebrity friends are there. Like, you got Eminem's there for a second, then Dr. Dre rolls up in a car. Actually, we were going to have my friend. I'll send you the costume. I had a friend who was supposed to dress up as Jonathan Davis, and we were supposed to do the back and forth thing.
That's great.
But he got sick and couldn't do it. And no one else could do it. I was trying to get the Pauly Shore guy to do it.
Right. But
he was just like, I'm already in the video. I was like, and he was also like the drunkest a human could ever be. But that's another story. So I tried to replace all the celebrities with like comic book characters.
Dude, you have you need someone to come be stupid in the video? I'll fly to Florida. Yeah. I'll do it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, worry.
I'm your guy.
Let me tell you, I got something coming up next month. I don't have the release date yet. I'm waiting for my publicist to figure out a platform for it to come out on.
Okay.
Or like a music blog to premiere, like Loudwire, Revolver, like one of those. But we did and you'll appreciate this because the Limp Bizkit thing. We did a Wolf of Wall Street themed video coming out.
Of course you did.
About demons buying and trading souls on the open market. And the souls,
awesome.
The souls, there's a whole intro in the beginning, and it's like the McConaughey scene in hell.
Wait, right? Hold on a second, because that's a really cool storyline idea.
Yeah.
Like right out of Supernatural.
Like, my fucking, Winchester's all day.
Right? Like, totally. Sam and Dean. And fucking, actually, like,
what we did was we married Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell with Wolf of Wall Street. And I wanted to do it somewhere between a Mel Brooks style parody meets a hip hop and metal video.
Dude, that's awesome.
Dude, I can't wait even to see at this. The end, it's even got an infomercial.
Just so you know, just read the emails. There's a secret link.
I mean,
maybe there's a link in the video. I could probably send it to you guys
if you guys swear to God you won't show anybody.
I swear to God.
We might
in fact. In fact, cut that out of there.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? Okay. Wait. We have it already.
I'm timing it, so I'm cutting it out right there. We've cut that out.
Did they send that to you?
They sent it to us because this isn't coming out until October because it's going to coincide with your
record. You have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're putting this out to help promote that.
We're not. Yeah. It said for your eyes only. Do not touch. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I haven't seen it.
Let me tell you, it's 7 minutes long.
Yeah, awesome.
The intro is literally VFX. We're in hell. It's me and my friend, my friend Nick, who's the director. Him and I wrote this entire thing together. Through barbering, I was able to obtain all these locations and vehicles and people. And we shot this in the middle of COVID. So we have a private jet. We've got expensive exotic cars. We've got an Italian villa. We've got an entire office. We got a yacht.
Dude.
So we do it hard in this video, and it's all just Mel Brooks style humor.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
And I'm wearing like this
devil. Can we air this part?
Or no? Yeah.
Can we air this part or no? Okay.
I wear this thing. I have a shoot book next week because I got to shoot the cover artwork.
Okay.
So I wear this devil prosthetic on my face for the whole video, like glued on my head.
Awesome.
I'll pop it out real quick. This thing is hilarious, dude.
How long did it take to get that like in working shape?
In working shape, it took like a half an hour a day.
Okay.
Half an hour off. And
that's not too bad.
I can't take it out. It'll rip. But you can see, like, when you watch the video, it looks seamless.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's no so eyebrows, cool. No nothing. So I had to, like, Jim Carrey overdo it with my acting.
That's awesome.
Well, you were in a movie.
Yeah.
See, that seamless transition.
There you go. So little do you know, many people know.
Little does anyone know.
Besides you being a horror movie icon, this man is also a horror movie icon.
Oh, yeah?
Well, no.
No.
But I was in one.
Well, okay.
I was in one. So first, tell the people about your movie and tell them about where they can see it.
The Woods Have Eyes.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. How do you know about The Woods Have Eyes?
Because we...
Because you have an IMDb. We fucking look for shit. Come on, man.
We silently stalk.
Yeah. Okay, so do you know who my uncle is?
No.
My uncle is Frank Adonis, who is in the movie with me. My uncle Frank has been in Goodfellas. He has been in Casino, True Romance. He has been in Ace
True Romance
Ventura.
Is my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah. I can tell you who he is in every movie.
Who is he in True Romance?
In Goodfellas, he's sitting next to Ray Liotta at the dinner scene laughing.
Okay.
Like the very Italian-looking guy. In Ace Ventura, when I say very Italian guy, like when you look at that table, you're like, that guy's really fucking Italian looking. That's my Uncle Frank. He plays Anthony. He's also at the card game table.
Okay.
When they shoot Spider. In Ace Ventura, he's the dude that says, the Ray Finkel's henchman that goes, I'm going to shoot that dolphin.
Oh!
That's my Uncle Frank.
Nice.
I got to star in a movie with my Uncle Frank.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
He's also in Raging Bull, too. And
Who was he in True Romance? Honestly,
True Romance
is my favorite movie of all time.
True Romance, the end scene, he's one of, he plays a lot of henchmen and Goombas.
Right.
So he's Christopher Walken's bodyguards. He's one of them.
Okay.
He's one who's holding the girl at the end in the shootout.
I know who that is.
We're in the big, like, cat aviators.
Yeah, I've watched that movie fucking 9,000 times.
Uncle Frank.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
If you go look at IMDb, look for Frank Adonis, and you'll just be blown away at this man's career.
That's amazing.
He's in everything, and no one knows who the fuck he is.
So did he get you into The Woods Have Eyes? How did that happen?
So they were shooting in Orlando, and he's like, hey, I got a part for you. You want to come up and read for this? And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing anything with my life. Absolutely. And I was like 20 or 21. And so I drove up to Orlando. Oh, no, I was living in Orlando at the time. And so I drove to downtown Disney. I met up at like a convention center and I went into some private room. I met the dad from Pete and Pete, who was reading for the part of the sheriff.
Oh.
And I fucking ear punched the shit out of him, asking him Pete and Pete questions.
That's amazing.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
And so I read, I did a terrible job, but I was his nephew. So they were like, yeah, just put him in the movie. He's got something.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. I was in a movie called Broke Down, and
with Kurt Russell?
No.
I was in a movie that was on Amazon Prime called Broke Down.
Two words.
Yes.
Okay.
And how I got that was the director and the writer of the movie owns a production company called Polestar Productions, and they put out independent films. They did a film called Ned that's a horror film that got some play that got pretty big for a while.
I saw Ned.
Yeah, it's the Ned. The guy that plays Ned is the writer, director. He's a guy named John Rain. He's awesome. He's in Pennsylvania. And so my band was releasing a record, and we got he brought in a bunch of people to film the backstage and get audience reactions and all this kind of stuff, because we were putting something together for our record release. And then he called me up afterwards, and he was like, hey, I'm editing these record release stuff, and I really like your presence and I like your personality and all this, and I have this movie that I'm putting out, and the lead is the lead singer of a band, and he's driving to his girlfriend's family's place through Pennsylvania to let them know that they're getting engaged, and they break down in the woods and they're accosted by this group of hillbillies, and this craziness ensues.
Yeah.
And in the woods and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was like, so that's what you are. And I was like, well, I don't act. I don't know anything. You know, and I was like, what would you want me to do in the movie? And he's like, no, like the lead. And I was like, well, I don't do that. And he's like, well, just come in and be yourself. I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, I can't pay for it. It's an independent film, but what, you know, we could do a video for your band. And I was like, oh, we got a record that just came out. Can you do the video for the record? And can we have parts of the movie in the video? And he was like, absolutely. And I was like, cool. So we can make a companion video to the movie. Awesome.
Done.
And I was like, can my band be in the movie? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, awesome. Let's do it.
His bass player has the best. I'm not going to spoil it.
Right.
I want you to watch him.
His bass player has the best line of the movie.
Yeah, best line of the movie.
It happens about 15 minutes.
So my whole band got to go be in the movie. My band's called Craving Strange, and we were called Craving Strange in the movie. Our music's all over the soundtrack, and I was the lead in the movie, and that was our payment for it. And I was like, that is more than, like, that's worth more than money to me. Like, that's awesome.
That's free money. You'd pay for all that.
Yeah, that's the best. And so we got this great video out of it, and I got the experience of being in a movie, which was awesome, in this like horror survival suspense movie, which was fantastic. Now, when you did yours, was it an independent film, sort of?
Yeah, it was basically an independent film. Like, there was a bunch of, like, you know, I know this kind of person kind of people on the set, you know? There was this dude, I don't want to say his name, but he was like, yeah, you know, I worked at Paramount and all this other stuff. And
I'm like,
oh yeah, word, that's cool. I'm like, I make music. And they're like, oh yeah, but you know, acting. And I'm like, yeah. And pretty much the entire time I was on that set, I was just like, hey, my band. And they were like, yeah, acting. And I'm like, okay. I ended up hanging out, I don't know if you did, but I ended up hanging out with like all the special effects people the most and like learn.
The special effects people were also the people that were filming it. Like, it's a super small crew.
Mm.
But what happened with us was we were filming out in the woods in Pennsylvania, and it was like, hey, we've got this crazy storm coming in that's going to be snow and rain and sleet and like absolute craziness that's going to shut down. Like, in 2 days, this is happening. And we were like, we have 4 more days of filming, and we're on like the – now we're in the woods.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing was being led up to being in the woods, and now we're in the woods. And we went from 4 days of shooting to now we have 2, maybe.
And yeah, so, ours was a little bit different. We had we had production and budget. It was, like, I think, like a $2.5 million shoot.
Oh, no.
It literally looks like we had no budget. And everybody just kind of showed up in Halloween costumes. And I got paid like 10 grand for it.
Dude. Yeah, we were in 2 very different situations.
Yeah, well, I mean, keep in mind, like, my uncle's not gonna just do something.
Yeah. Bro. No, well, that's what I'm saying. Is like that's awesome. Like, mine was literally, I was in my hotel room with the other 3 leads to the movie, and we were rewriting the end of the movie to make up for the fact that we were gonna lose 2 days.
Right.
And then when we got there to do it, it was like, let's just improv it.
Yeah.
And we literally improv the entire last 30 minutes of the movie.
I'm so excited to see that.
And it was just like, I got to shoot some guy.
We should watch each other's movies, and in the next podcast, we should talk about it.
Absolutely.
Ooh, we could do a watch along.
I'm absolutely into that. So I got to be in that, and I got to be in his follow-up movie, which was a really cool, like, actually a really good story about, like, a guy that had come back from the war, and his brother had special needs, and their parents died, and they were trying to take his brother away from him and all this kind of stuff. And I got a bit part in that, but our music was all over it because I did this other movie. And then the two of us got to write a song for his next movie, which is a vampire movie, which is super exciting because we get to get killed in a bar by a bunch of vampires.
That's so fucking awesome. Like, near-death style?
Dude.
Yeah. So it's actually like why this happened. So, like,
yeah.
Again, we were writing music together for a while, and then because we're in 2 separate bands, you know, the bands become like, hey, that's number one.
Right.
So, hey, I'm busy. Like, we get it. Like, we get together on Fridays and whatever. And then he texts me, COVID happens.
Right.
John's doing a movie, like, real inner circle, like, couple of people.
Yeah, super.
And he's
small.
he's like, hey, so John reached out to me. He wants a song for the movie, and he, you know, it's this kind of scene. Like, it's
he gave me, he goes, hey, do you have anything that would work in a vampire movie, the scene I'm looking at is like the bar scene in Dusk Till Dawn. And I was like, excuse me? Like Tito and the Tarantulas? Like, that's what you want from me right now? And I was like, no, I don't have anything, but I'll write something for you. And I called him up and I was like, hey, man, you want to write like a dirty Mexican bar vampire movie death scene song? Can we do that? And he was like, yeah. And I said, cool. We have 2 weeks to write it and record it and send it to him. And so we did it and wrote it in 2 weeks and sent it to him. And then he all of a sudden got this huge budget and all this interest from all these other people. And he was like, okay, so we're rewriting and redoing and refilming and reshooting and recasting and everything is being redone.
Literally,
but the song's there. We've got it. The scene's being written around it. And you guys are going to be in it. And we're going to. So it turned into this whole other thing that still needs to be shot. So the song got done.
We needed it to be done in 2 weeks about what?
Spotify, Bacon Is My Passion, Death Be a Woman. Sounds like neither of our bands.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I definitely want to hear that.
Yeah, because I do a little bit of the screaming stuff like you do. And he sings really, really well. Unlike. Yeah, he's great. He's great.
I'm excited to swap music and listen to it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. We got to swap music. But I just thought that was awesome when I saw that you had done that before. Just it's crazy because the more I learned about you, I was like, oh, my God, we're going to be best friends. Like,
yeah,
like,
dude.
I already love this guy.
Honestly, dude, like set life is just so cool. Like, I'm just always trying to, like, recreate that feeling. Like, that's why I try to, like, push our videos to be, like, mini movies.
Which I, like... is awesome. Your videos have been like everything from so we had a Limp Bizkit party movie, and then we had a mini horror movie where they're going through corridors and girls are being taken, and like this, it's just awesome. The cinematography is awesome. Like, who's doing all that? Are you walking into that with an idea,
I'm mainly a co-writer and producer on all the videos. I work with some really great people. Like one of my best friends on the planet, he was a groomsman at my wedding. My buddy John Volpine of Glass Dagger Film Co. Him and I are just like, we can almost like finish each other's thoughts when it comes to like ideas for horror and stuff like that. And you know, just videos and in general. But like, I know John's strong suits and I know his weaknesses. I know that John's not a comedy guy. So John and I have tried to kind of do this, the comedy meets horror thing, and it doesn't work. So I've had to like separate it almost in a way.
Okay.
We also, the lighting and DP work is by our buddy Andrew Colton, who is fantastic. Now for the comedy aspect, we brought Colton on to work with me and my friend, Nick Richmond. Nick Richmond's actually part of a comedy duo. He's out in LA. He had this thing on YouTube called Geo Donkeys, which is fucking absolutely hysterical. You got to see that. So Nick and I did the Sell Your Soul one, which you guys are going to see. And just, it's one of those things like you just start to attract the right people who are, you know, of like mind and sound. Like, you guys are working with like a legit film guy. And, you know, it's those things like you do enough favors for people and they'll want to work with you on your stuff. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's so sick. Like getting to watch these people and the way their brains tick, like watching John set up a scene or set up lights with Andrew is just fucking nuts. Or like watching Nick direct a scene. It's just insane. Like, I'm looking forward to making more stuff with them. I don't know if you saw the Atreyu video.
Yeah.
So we did. That was my attempt.
May not have. So what song is it?
Right Side of the Bed by Atreyu.
Of course.
So I just try to fill that full of like 80s and 90s vampire like puns and stuff like that. And nostalgia.
Yeah.
So that's like when you see this new video and you go back and watch that one, you'll see that John is not the comedy guy. Nick is the comedy guy.
Nice. Cool. So speaking of doing favors.
Yeah. So, okay. So for everybody that's listening and also for you, like we were on a limited time for this interview. And as we tend to do when we start talking to somebody that we are totally getting along with and enjoying, like we end up going a little bit long. So what I would like to do first is I would really like to invite you back to finish this talk, because there's so much more that I wanted to get into, that we wanted to get into, that we haven't, just because haven't we've been like, you know, we're falling in love with each other right now.
Trilogy out of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
So I want to invite you. This is our first time inviting someone to definitely come back for a part two and possibly part three. Because man, we just want to like talk to you and have you on again, because it would be awesome. And also, we didn't get into enough stuff to promote you. We just started talking about a bunch of shit.
Yeah, people wanna see our stuff. Just follow us,
right?
Whatever. I think honestly, you guys did such an awesome job of like woving in our stuff. Like, I don't know what else to do. I don't know.
What we're
going to do right now is we're going to
pay some bills.
We're going to pay some bills. We have a sponsor called Poddex.
Yes.
And what Poddex is they're a company that makes a card, a bunch of decks of cards that basically have interview questions, conversation starters. For any of you that are starting podcasts that are having a problem like figuring out like, how do I do interviews? What do I talk about? What can I do? It's a really good like way to get some ideas. Right. If you go to poddex.com, they have really cool, they have merch, they have all the decks. And if you use the promo code bacon,
because everything is better with bacon,
you get 10% off your entire order. So AJ, what we want to do real quick right now is we're going to list off what the decks are, let you pick one, and we're going to ask you a question from that deck, random question.
Fucking do that.
So there is the episode deck. Don't pick that one. There is the interview deck. Interview deck two. Would you rather? I'm sorry. What the heck? And then would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather?
All right.
That's very a fan popular favorite. Deck. It's very a popular very deck. Popular deck.
So Mike is going to shuffle the deck because I cannot shuffle, though I have lived in Las Vegas. It's an ongoing gag, and you know, it is what it is.
It's not
because I lived in Vegas doesn't mean I can shuffle
cards. I got to tell you, one day we're going to get you to shuffle cards because it's real cute.
You know what? I'm a bartender, so I can pour drinks. That's what I can do. I can pour drinks. I can take your money. That's what I can do.
Yeah.
I can listen to your problems. I can
maybe
do all those
one
things.
Day cards. Who knows? Maybe one day.
All right. So Mike's fanning them out. I am going to take my fingy, and I'm going to move from left to right. You let me know when to stop, and you'll get a random right there.
Oh!
Mike dropped a bunch of cards because he's
play 52 pickup.
Hashtag amateur. But all right. Okay. Well, you know what? I think this is an easy question for you because you are not a drinker. So, but the question, the would you rather is, would you rather spike the punch or would you rather Xerox your butt at the next office party?
Oh, I'd absolutely spike the punch.
Yeah.
Got to watch them all, right? You got to
watch them all. Listen, I used to heavily drink. I don't drink anymore. And I love watching drunk people. I also know when's the time that I need to leave places.
Yes.
Based off of people's drunkness.
Yeah. You have a better gauge.
That's what I was saying. You'd rather spark the punch because you know what? It's fun to be the guy that sets up the dominoes and then watches them fall. Yeah.
I agree. So, AJ. Again, we got to know your fans have to know. No, they don't.
No, well, his fans don't have to know. They don't have to know. They already know.
But let everybody know, where can they find you?
Yeah.
How
do our fans become your fans? Where do they find
right.
you? Well, I'm hoping that your fans have Instagram. And if they have Instagram, you go to Instagram at werewolves, normal way you spell werewolves, _FL. And then in our bio is our link tree, which will take you to everything you need that is werewolves.
Nice.
Except for IMDb. You cannot find that on there. You can find that on IMDb and surprisingly on Amazon.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can find his movie on Amazon as well.
You can as well.
Oh, you can buy mine for like $3. You can't stream it.
You could probably stream mine for free.
Yes, you could stream
it. Dick.
If it's still there.
It should be.
But yeah.
I mean, where else is it?
Well, it's either there or it's not anywhere. Okay. But Dude, honestly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
You guys, I know it didn't start out off on the greatest note, but I appreciate you guys so much for this.
Dude, this has been awesome. So I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, I can't wait to have you come on next.
So
you let us know when you're ready.
We're gonna say goodbye to all the people. Hang out for like 2 seconds, and we'll figure out when we're gonna do this again. But dude, this has been a pleasure. This has been awesome. Everybody that is listening and within the sound of our voices, you already know that you want to check out Werewolves.
Yeah, love it.
You like check them out. Check out the videos. The videos are awesome.
The
songs are awesome. The covers are awesome. Like. They're awesome to watch.
And the record will be out soon.
Yeah.
October 15th.
So that is
just in time for next week. Just in time for Halloween.
Next week.
Enjoy.
Indeed. So
if you haven't seen it, go and watch Sell Your Soul because it's amazing.
Absolutely.
It is so cool. It is a cool video.
So thank you guys for hanging out. And remember, always ask yourself, because it's the most important question in the world.
What's your bacon?
What's your fucking bacon?
What is it?
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
You saw it. You get it. He's awesome. We fell in love over the interview. You know where to find him. You know where to find Werewolves. All that kind of stuff. What is going on with your head?
All right, so what happened with my head is... the lovely Jen. Yeah, there you go. So Jen asked me, please, would you mind trimming your hair? Now, as we all know, I started doing my own.
Right.
And I was like, I'm kind of against that.
More than a trim.
No. Well, I was kind of against, hey, would you mind trimming it?
Right.
And I was like, I don't think so.
Right. Because you told me you were like, I'm growing it.
I was growing it. Right. I was growing
it. Well, yeah, clearly.
And you're then
not currently. Well,
I went to go trim it,
but you're growing it from a different spot.
Right. I went to trim it and I messed it up enough that I have now shaved my head.
How do you mess it up this much?
Because when you go I kept going this way.
Right.
And I went this way.
Right.
And then I went this way.
Right.
And then the kids open the door and daddy, and I'm like, fuck. Ah! And then I was like, okay, I'm just shaving my head. It's only hair.
Okay. You could have had a mohawk.
No.
No?
No.
It was like angle?
It was like, it was bad enough.
Wow.
It was that bad where it was like, scare the crap out of me. Off the hair comes.
Well, I will say that you have a nice head, so you have a good...
No, I don't have a nice head. I appreciate the...
You have a good head. You got a good head.
I've had a couple of people console me or lie to me, say, hey, you know, it's okay. Like, I don't care.
No, I'm married. You got a good head.
I'm married. I got kids.
No,
I'm
not at all. I would tell you. I would tell you.
Yeah.
I would be like, you look awful. Like, but you don't. You got a nice head. You got a good head for short hair. It works for you.
Cool.
Yeah.
I am going to grow it out. So, folks, here's the starting point.
In 2 short years, you're going to see hair on his head again?
Starting point.
Does it feel nice?
It feels.
When you rub that?
Yeah. Like, you can't see it, but my leg is moving.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, nice job. Everything's even.
Yeah, everything's even now.
Yeah.
Now it is. 1.5.
Mine's growing. I have like I don't even know what I have right now. I have like 80s, you work at a bank and you're kind of got like a mullet thing going on.
Well, if you want, like I can help you out. I can do the sides.
You know this thing happening.
I can do
right
the
now.
Sides and gauge it. To like evenness.
Well, no, I know how to do
that.
If you
need to trim,
I'm just
the
saying,
top at all.
Right.
Don't call
ask
me.
You. Right?
Don't
yeah, call yeah. me. I'm gonna grow and donate it. So, like, this is the beginning of for me. For all of you watching, this is the beginning of a long process of where we're gonna have a lion's mane again, and we're gonna donate it.
This is like year zero. You're year one.
Right.
I'm at year zero.
Right. Right.
Like Batman.
Yeah.
So
You should grow it all and just afro it out.
I can now.
Yeah. You're
all
there.
Right. I'm all one now. You're
ready to go.
I can do it.
The beard, too. Just grow it all. As a giant, like, you'll look like the sun.
Ooh.
It'll just come out like rays.
Just be like a lion's mane.
I think so.
Can we rename me Mufasa?
Yes. I'd rename you Scar, because he's the badass.
Valid point.
Yeah.
He's a dick, though.
No. Well,
kind of a
no.
dick.
No, he's kind of right.
Come on. Well, all right. We'll let you guys decide.
Yeah. Well, if you ever watched, like, Lion King 2.
Nobody watches Lion King 2.
I have a student that has sung me every song from Lion King 2.
My condolences.
By hearing those songs, I sympathize more with Scar's story.
Okay. Well, at any rate.
But anyway, your hair looks good.
Thanks.
Right? So weird. Yeah.
But.
It's got a good head.
Jimsy, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me at Jimmy G's Shoes. One word. Everywhere. At Jimmy G's Shoes. And my band Craving Strange is at Craving Strange. Everywhere except Facebook, where it's at Craving Strange Music. And then jump on Strangerhood TV to find, of course, Bacon Is My Podcast and all the other cool shows on there. And then Spotify, Apple, all that kind of stuff. Find us. Yes. Where can they find you?
Me, personally, you can find me at Me, My Own Self, Mike. My band is at Something Heavy Music. Our music is out there. You heard it before.
Yeah.
Bacon Is My Passion.
Bacon Is My Passion.
On all the Spotify's and Apple Music's and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Jump on baconismypodcast.com. Check out our music. Check out every episode. And buy some swag.
Right.
And if you really love us.
If you like us a lot.
Yeah.
And you want to have more content.
Indeed.
And if you want this episode to be a little bit longer and have a lot less commercials
extensions,
you can actually go to the Patreon.
Yeah, longer episodes, extra episodes, and extra shows. We have the cooking show, we have the tasting show, we have live streams, we have all that kind of stuff. To our patrons, any of you that are our patrons, thank you guys so much. All of you that listen, you guys make this thing happen.
Keep these lights, these
whole thing work.
Lights going, the cool lights.
Indeed. If you're on Apple and you're listening to us, please give us that 5-star review because it helps with the algorithm. If you are on Strangerhood TV and you're watching us, please give us a follow and click the notification bell so that you know when all the new episodes come up. And if you're on Spotify, just share us with other people because sharing is caring. And the whole thing about this deal is getting more people to hear it. So
yeah,
check it out. Share us with your friends. Let them know that you want to know, and you're asking yourself every day, and you're asking them.
And them.
The most important question in the world, which
one
is...
One question. One question.
Which is what?
You had one question,
mm-hmm.
and that is, what's your bacon?
What is your bacon? We know you enjoyed the interview, and next week is going to be fun, too. So jump in. We'll see you then. Later. Cool.